The meditation song, Dhyana Paattu, composed and sung by Sri Sadhu Om. This composition by Sri Sadhu Om, titled The Meditation Song, Dhyana Paattu, is a beautiful explanation of Sri Bhagavan's Atma Vichara. Originally composed for children, it is a valuable gem for children of all ages. Sri Sadhu Om's lilting, inspiring rendition is indeed a joy, as it is sung by one who has dedicated himself entirely to his guru, Sri Ramana. It can be heard in the video available here, along with the Tamil text, transliteration and translation. The translation has been done by Michael James. Michael has had the great privilege of studying Sri Bhagavan's works in depth with Sri Sadhu Om in Tiruvannamalai, and he has been instrumental in sharing Bhagavan's teachings with devotees the world over. Other beautiful songs by Sri Sadhu Om can be found on the video channel of Sri Ramana Center of Houston, hosted by Kumar Sardar. The meditation song, Dhyana Paattu. 1. Closing your eyes, be seated, be thinking of God without thinking of anything else, be thinking of God alone. 2. By your thinking of the world, you see, the thought of God will go away. Steadfastness is needed at first, so do meditation with love. 3. In whatever form you think of God, in that form he will appear. He has no form or name of his own. He consists of pure, silent consciousness. 4. One blissful substance exists within your heart. If you seek it with love, unlimited happiness will be yours. 5. In the cave of our heart, we can see God, who exists everywhere. Only after we have seen him here will all that exists be seen to consist of him. 6. God exists within you as the witness who knows your thoughts. Only where all thoughts subside will God come and appear. 7. Listen to the path to make thoughts subside. Listen to the words of Lord Ramana. At the very moment that a thought arises, see to whom it arises. 8. Since every thought rises only to oneself, see who this I is. When one looks at oneself, who thinks? The thought that had risen will subside and vanish. 9. When you look, look within yourself. Supreme knowledge will blossom forth. To see the knowledge that sees, practice, and sees victory. 10. Among the many signs we learn, the signs of God, our real self, is foremost. Among all excellent distinctions, Jnana Nishtha, abiding as consciousness or self-abidance, is foremost. 11. The purpose for which we have taken a body is only to enjoy true happiness, the bliss of self-knowledge. Abiding as God, removing and casting away the body, let us go. 12. What is called God consists of grace, and the entire world consists of darkness, ignorance, or delusion. When you investigate what is real, this truth will shine clearly. May Ramana Sadguru flourish. May his path of knowledge flourish. May life lived in the peace of self flourish. May it definitely flourish.